Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Hit that button too fast.
Dear, would you get that?
Warning, folks. Mary has got a fast, itchy trigger finger, mouthing finger. I was wanting to hear the end of Gene's introduction, and I hit this button really, really fast. But this show comes with its own built-in jocularity and a little bit of knowledge, and it's a great way to take a 15-minute break. Ish.
Sure. Ish.
Yeah, we're kind of people. How you doing,
yeah.
Gene?
I'm doing good. Very good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm ready to talk about Pope Salad Annie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you
know.
Remember
that song?
I have to tell you that as a teenager, I had this 8-track cassette of a man named Clarence Carter who sang that song.
Clarence Carter.
Oh, you remember Clarence Carter? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man could sing. And that's the version I remember. Yeah. I never tried Pope Salad. Have you had it?
No. Not too fond of wild-grown greens.
No?
No.
Well, you know,
I am fond of a word of the day, though.
Okay. I am, too.
And today's word of the day has no synonym. There are no synonyms for the word salad. It's a cold dish of various mixtures of raw or cooked vegetables, usually seasoned with oil, vinegar, or other dressings, sometimes accompanied by meat, fish, or other ingredients. Some people call them green salads. Some people have, and there are all kinds of salads. You could have, this is kind of, remember the Forrest Gump movie when Bubba Gump was telling Forrest all the different ways he could make shrimp, different ways he could cook shrimp?
Sure, yeah.
And it's kind of like with salad. They basically fall into a few principal categories, green salads, vegetable salads, pasta salads, legume salads. Salads mixed with meat, poultry, or seafood, and fruit salads. Now, I love me a good salad.
Well, I like some salads. I mean, I'm not much on greens. I mean, to me, a salad, like a dinner salad, it's really the greens, the lettuce and stuff like that is a vehicle for blue cheese dressing to me. that's the only reason I would eat it. But I like to put like all kinds of other stuff in, like you talked about.
Well, you know, celery is something that most people don't like to eat by itself.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting, if you've ever gone to a restaurant where they serve wings, chicken wings, especially spicy wings, they always bring out celery. Because celery is a way to cool your mouth after those spicy meals.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was just a dip in blue cheese dressing and put it on the wing.
No, it's to help cool your mouth. And it cleanses your palate. Very helpful.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, in celery, while I don't like really eating it raw like that so much, and I can do it with some peanut butter or cheese whiz maybe or something, but if you put just a little bit of it in like a soup or something, it really adds an amazing flavor just
it
if
does.
You want in the cooked food.
I have cooked celery and onions. Just saute them together and eat nothing but that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you had mentioned a savory Jell-O salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I remember when, as a kid, Jell-O, my mom would buy sometimes this Jell-O that's not flavored, like the pectin or whatever it is, and then add her own ingredient. And something she saw somewhere, and she added some broth and all that, and it was made like a gross, savory Jell-O. But it had chunks of, like, I remember meat and vegetables and things in it. It wasn't very good, but I thought it was remarkable, and so that's why I mentioned it. You ever have those cottage cheese and Jell-O salads?
Oh, I have.
Everybody's grandma made those.
My mother used to make, she'd get a leaf of lettuce, just one little leaf of lettuce, put a half of a pear on it, and then fill the hole where the pear pit had been with cottage cheese and put a cherry on top.
Really?
Interesting. Yes.
Interesting. Well, now, what about, you mentioned also legume salads.
Yeah.
I like something that I've heard, three bean salad before.
Yeah, people like three bean salad, or they like to put different kinds of, some things that we call beans are legumes. Did you know a peanut's a legume?
You know, maybe I did. Now, what's the difference between a bean and a legume? Where it grows on the plant?
Well, let's see. Legumes are plants that bear fruit and grow in pods. Beans are the seed from different varieties of plants. So the whole plant is referred to as beans. Legumes can be broken down into different subsections, including beans, lentils, peas, and peanuts.
Oh, I'm a fan of peanuts.
I know you are.
Sorry, I'm just chewing some. I try to be quiet, but sometimes it chomps.
Raw legumes, they say, are not healthy for you. And that's like poke salad. The poke weed is actually toxic if it's used incorrectly. And poke salad is spelled P-O-K-E-S-A-L-L-E-T. And then it became poke salad.
Now, is it something that people cultivate, or is it a wild plant?
It's a weed. It's got a lot of vitamin A, C, iron, and calcium. Also has an antiviral protein that can inhibit the growth of herpes simplex and even HIV. So,
really?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Multifaceted health care. Nutrition.
One
and,
of the first.
And protection.
Yeah. And most plants are. They have some medicinal value. Pokeweed is one of the first plants to sprout in the springtime. And it's usually, you know, back in the pioneer days, was eaten to get people through the early spring. Chickweed and nettles are two other early spring dishes. Poke salad has what they call lymphatic cleansing properties, which helps the body with spring cleaning.
Really?
So you have to harvest it before it flowers. And let's see what it says. It has purple flowers. I bet I have poke salad growing in my yard. I'm almost positive,
you know,
I do.
I think I've seen it before. Now that you're mentioning the purple on it, interesting.
And they've used those bright purple blueberries to make dye. Well, I know now that I'm seeing a picture of this. I know that my mother had it growing in her yard, definitely. You have to always cook it. If you eat it raw, it can actually kill you. It's very toxic. Very dangerous for children and older people.
Well, you know, it sounds like one of those things that you'd have to really need the nutrition and know how to prepare it if you were going to make that part of your diet, or you had maybe people that had to make a part of their diet.
Yeah.
Had to do it that way. Yeah.
I think so you have to boil it. You're supposed to boil this and cook it for only 2 minutes and drain it. And you cook it for 2 minutes more. Oh, they say to repeat the cook. You cook it and drain it, cook it and drain it, cook it and drain it 4 or 5 times. And apparently the number of times you cook it and drain it will change the flavor.
Yeah, I suppose taking away the botanicals.
It can relieve poison ivy.
Now the water, you mean, or the... I wonder.
The green.
Huh.
Now, this is interesting. It says you can add salt and bacon grease and molasses. That's the traditional way of eating it. Probably because it tastes so nasty without a little sweetening and a little grease.
Wow, yeah.
That's
you know,
crazy.
Though, it might not be bad if you like the other flavor, because it would be a very strong flavor, so you wouldn't have to taste the poke salad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you said you don't like greens. You don't like any kind of greens?
Well, I mean, I don't know. When I bite down on some food, I want it to have some texture and some stuff, and I bite into a piece of lettuce, and it's like, you know, there's not much. It doesn't do much for me because it's only part of the experience. Just so if it has blue cheese dressing on it, that makes it worth it. You know, it's not
a
satisfying
eating experience. What about something like spinach?
That's worse. Oh, floppy
oh, it's
spinach
too strong.
Can't handle it. Now, no, it's
strong.
Too floppy, thin and floppy. That's my problem. It's the texture and it's the presentation that it. I'm telling you, like let's say a piece of romaine, a head of romaine, I can
mm-hmm.
take and cut a couple of several like 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch slices. And lay them out and put a little blue cheese dressing on and enjoy that because it's got like, it's a piece of something that has texture and you bite into it, it crisps and
yeah,
you know, robust and all that.
I have taken romaine to make, instead of using bread, I've used romaine to make sandwiches in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Put a little slice of cheese on it, roll it up, a little slice of mayonnaise on it, or a line of mayonnaise or mustard.
When I eat a salad, Gene, it's going to have – now, I can't eat broccoli. For some reason, broccoli causes me to choke, so I stay away from it.
Mm.
My salad is going to have probably spinach, but I do that because I need the iron. And, you know, I'm like Popeye. I always finish because I eat me spinach. But I'm going to have not a lot of green of that, but I'm going to have cucumbers and carrots, which I cook the carrots soft. I don't make them soft. I just cook them partially because they're
mm-hmm.
easier to digest. I'm going to put nuts on my salad, maybe some raisins. Let's see, what else have I got on my salad? Cranberries usually go on my salad.
See, I can go for something like that. You start putting food on it, I can eat.
Yeah.
I don't mind if there's a little lettuce and spinach down there. I can get
some sunflower seeds, some hemp seed. You got a very hearty meal.
Garbanzos is good.
Yeah. Any kind of bean goes well. A taco salad. I'm planning a taco salad for dinner tonight. Don't let Curtis know. I'm pre-planning food. That's part of my mystique is that I never plan a meal, but I actually am planning a taco salad tonight.
Nice.
And it's going to be a little bit of meat and taco seasoning and a little bit of lettuce, but you know, the chips. Now he'll put probably corn on his, and I'll put an avocado on mine.
Nice. Man,
my salad's almost
so good for you. I have no idea.
Yeah.
They're just so good for you.
Well,
now, that's something I can put on my salad.
Yeah. I've eaten avocados like an apple. Peel it and eat.
Mm.
That's pretty fun. messy.
Well,
fun.
Yeah, a little rich for me. If I could take a bite of avocado and a bite of corn chip, maybe at a time, a deconstructed avocado nachos. Well, listen, I guess we got to quit taking a break here. It's about that time, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. About that time of day.
Well, now, so we're doing a live show today. And so
we are.
Do we have an exit music or do I play the recorder today? Okay.
It's up
very
to you.
Good.
You want to play the recorder?
No, that's fine. I don't have my fancy one. So you've got the fancy recording. Let's do that. I mean, we are a pretty fancy show. You got to agree there.
Now, we're going to come back again live tomorrow, and Gene's going to be running the studio because I'll be away from my desk. I will be the caller, and I'll call in at noon. So I'll see everybody
then.
We're
going.
Yes. One step
at
a time.
All right, then.
All right.
Now, everybody,
bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our shows. That's BeUnique.org. That's it. Bye.